Acts 2:43. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Kaufman said, "This verse is the proof of the deductions given earlier in this chapter to the effect that only the 12 were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Here it is clear enough that the 120 were not able to do the wonders and signs which accompanied the 12, indicating most certainly that the 120 were not included in the baptism of the Holy Spirit which the apostles received. The signs here mentioned were of such a powerful and supernatural nature that fear came upon the whole community of Christians and presumably upon many in Jerusalem besides these." Verse 44. "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart." Kaufman's comment on this from the phrase "from house to house" indicates that there has been no elimination of private property, nor the removal of the means of production from the hands of individuals. And therefore, what we behold in the preceding verses is not communism at all, but generosity from these early Christians. And what was going on here was these devout Jews that showed up on the day of Pentecost, they only intended to observe Pentecost and then go back home. So, and these were many people. Well, there were 3,000 that were baptized just on this very first day. Well, they did not go back home immediately. They stayed for a time, and who knows, maybe some of them stayed permanently. I'm going to say every one of these early Christians stayed for a time, and they ran out of the provisions that they had counted on and the finances that they had on their short stay and then return trip back home. And so the Christians that were living in Jerusalem, they sold possessions and divided among these other traveling now young Christians as they were in need. And for them to keep hearing the apostles teach them and the good news of God's kingdom that has now come, well, they had to eat and had to have a place to stay. So the Christians that were the Jews that were baptized that lived in Jerusalem then made provisions for all of these traveling Jews that are now Christians to be able to stay much longer than they had intended. So this is for whatever reason. Had the false claim that this was communism, but there was no such thing. It was just these were people in need, and then the local Christians that were living in Jerusalem sold possessions and made provisions for these others. Otherwise, they would have had to have left, and they could not continue to hear this good news and the message that God wanted them to hear through the apostles. Okay, verse 47. "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." And Kaufman said about the phrase "favor with all the people," "It is difficult to imagine a more significant chain of events than those related in this chapter, closing as it does with this reference to Christians who were faithful to God and to each other. It all began beautifully enough, but Satan would not permit the spread of divine truth without opposition, and Luke quickly moved to relate developments which would disperse these happy Christians. But God would use even this to spread his kingdom even further. And that, of course, is a reference to what's going to happen in Acts chapter 8 and the persecution of this young Saul, who later becomes the Apostle Paul. And but that we will, of course, that will be coming down the road, Lord willing, another time. So we will end here, and Lord willing, we will start in chapter 3 next week.